Jacob with Laban, chapter 18, Genesis 28, 29, and 30. Look, a lonesome traveler is walking there. He has nothing with him but a staff in his hand and a small bottle of oil in his garment. He has already walked for many hours without stopping because there is danger behind him. He must go further and further away. He cannot return, for then he will be murdered. He is tired, very tired, but he doesn't rest. He keeps on walking. This man is Jacob, a son of the wealthy Isaac. He must flee from his brother Esau, who desires to murder him. He is sorrowful. He is on the way to his uncle Laban, who lives very far away. He is far from his destination, and night is approaching. The sun has gone down, and it is beginning to get dark, but Jacob walks on as long as he can. At last it is so dark that he can hardly see anything. Yes, now he must rest, whether he wants to or not. There is such a great difference between this night and the last night. Then he was in the tent with his mother. Now he is wandering alone in the dark. Then he could sleep upon his bed. But here in the wilderness, there is no bed. He finds a large stone which becomes his pillow. How hard it must have been. Would you like to sleep on a stone? Oh, no, you say. You would rather lie upon a soft bed with a thick pillow under your head. Isn't that right? But Jacob had neither a soft bed nor a thick pillow. The ground was his bed, and the stone was his pillow. There he lies, lonesome and deserted, in the dark. At last he falls asleep and dreams. You also dream at times, don't you? Sometimes you have a terrifying dream, and you awake with a scream. You lie trembling upon your bed and are glad that you are awake, for you observe and are happy that it is not true. Sometimes you have a pleasant dream. Then you think it is a pity when you awaken and the dream is past. But our dreams mean nothing because dreams are deceiving, isn't that right? However, this was not always so in former times. Listen. Jacob also dreams. In his dream, he sees a high ladder which reaches into heaven. Angels are walking up and down this ladder, and the Lord is standing on top of this ladder. Jacob hears the Lord speaking in his dream. Jacob, I am the Lord God of Abraham and the God of Isaac your father. This land upon which you are now sleeping, I will give to your children. You shall become a great nation, Jacob, and in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You think that you are alone, don't you? But do not fear. I am with you. Go to Paddan Aram. I shall also keep you and protect you there, and I shall bring you back in safety into this land. O children, probably Jacob thought, my father has blessed me, but will the Lord also bless me? I do not deserve it because I have deceived my father. Yet the Lord himself blessed him in this dream, and the Lord promised Jacob that he would go along with him. Yes, the Lord also promised that all the families of the earth would be blessed in him, because from him, from Jacob, the Savior would come forth. Jacob awoke early in the morning. He felt that this dream was not deceitful, but that it was in truth. The Lord was with him in this dream. Therefore he called this place Bethel, which means God's house. He takes the stone on which he had lain, sets it up straight, and pours oil over it. Then Jacob also promises something. He says, Lord, if thou wilt keep me and bring me back in safety to my home again, then I shall give thee the tenth of everything. The night before, Jacob had been sorrowful, and he had felt so lonesome. Now Jacob is neither sorrowful nor lonely, because the Lord will go with him. What a blessing this is for Jacob. Boys and girls, is the Lord also with you? Does the Lord also help you? If yes, how blessed you would then be. You must often ask for the Lord's help. Jacob thought that no one saw him, but that was not true. God saw him. Probably you too think that nobody sees you when you are lying upon your bed. But that is not true. God surely sees you. You may tell the Lord everything, and you may ask the Lord everything. Do you do that? If you do, you will never regret it. Jacob never forgot this wonderful, pleasant dream. He takes his staff and continues his journey. It is a long, difficult journey, but courageously he travels forward into the unknown. Finally, he arrives in Paddan Aram. This country is also known as Mesopotamia, the land which his grandfather Abraham had left upon the command of God. He sees a well with a big stone over it. This stone prevents the wind from blowing the dry sand into it. He sits down by this well and waits for someone to come. Do you still remember that Eliezer also did this? He also sat down by a well, and probably this is the same one. Calmly Jacob waits, and sure enough, a few shepherds are coming with their sheep. Do you know Laban, the son of Bethuel, and whether he lives in this vicinity? He asks these shepherds. Yes, they answer, we know Laban. His daughter Rachel will come in a little while with her sheep to this well. A little later they see in the distance a girl coming with a flock of sheep. Look, Rachel is coming, the shepherds say to Jacob. When Rachel comes to the well, Jacob stands up, seizes the big stone, and rolls it from the well. Jacob is strong, isn't he? At other times, all the shepherds do this together, and now Jacob does it all alone. He then draws water from the well and waters the sheep of his uncle Laban. When they have had enough to drink, he walks over to Rachel and gives her a kiss. In our country, we don't do that, children. We shake hands with each other. But there, instead of shaking hands, they gave each other a kiss. To kiss was the custom in that land. Rachel stood looking at all this in utmost astonishment. What is going on? First, a stranger is sitting by the well whom she doesn't know, or whom she never even saw before. Then this stranger suddenly stands up, draws water for all her sheep, and greets her as though she were an old acquaintance of his. Jacob sees that Rachel looks surprised, and that she is a little backward. Therefore he says, you are surprised, aren't you, because I did all this for you. Therefore I shall tell you who I am. I am a son of Rebekah, your father's sister. Thus I am your cousin, Rachel. Her eyes get big from astonishment. Oh, she cries out, you are a son of my Aunt Rebekah. She quickly runs home to relate all that has taken place. Father, she cries out, The son of Rebekah is sitting over there by the well. I will go to meet him, Laban says when she had finished speaking, and hurries outside. A little while later, they return together. They spend a very pleasant evening together in Laban's house. Naturally, Jacob has much to tell them. Before they are aware of it, it is very late, so they go to bed. The following day, Jacob goes with his uncle Laban and helps him with all his work. A month passes in this way. Jacob is not lazy, for he always worked hard. Do you help your father and mother sometimes, or are you too lazy to do that? Girls, if you must help your mother in the house, boys, if you must help your father in the garden, do you do it? And how? Grumblingly? Shame on you if you do it that way. You are in duty bound to do the chores without complaining. It pleased Laban that his nephew was so ambitious, and he thought, he doesn't need to work for nothing. I shall pay him for it. One day he says to him, Jacob, you work from early in the morning until late at night, but you don't have to do it for nothing. What shall your wages be? Jacob answers, Uncle, I came here to look for a wife. If you think it well, I shall work for you 7 years if you will give me your daughter Rachel for a wife. Immediately Laban says it is well. He thinks, I did not think of that. In this way I shall have a cheap servant. Jacob surely did his very best. He would get up very early in the morning when it was still dark and cold, and would work until it became dark at night. Nothing was too much for him. The Lord blessed Jacob, and because Jacob worked for Laban, Laban also was blessed. Finally, the 7 years were passed. Jacob then said to Laban, Uncle, I have now worked for you 7 years, so that I can marry Rachel. She was to be my wages. Now give me my wife. Laban must grant this request, for it was a promise. He made a great feast, which we call a wedding party. But do you know what Laban did at this wedding? He had another daughter by the name of Leah. I told you before that it was the custom in those days for girls to wear veils before their faces. Isn't that right? Now Laban secretly took his eldest daughter Leah and gave her to Jacob. Jacob did not realize this deceitful act because he could not see Leah's face through the veil which she wore. Jacob thought that the bride was Rachel, but actually it was Leah. Laban did what was wrong. Don't you think so too? Jacob, who was deceived by Laban, was angry with his uncle when he found Leah to be his wife in the morning. You have deceived me, he says. I served you for Rachel, and now you gave me Leah. That is not honest. No, it wasn't honest of Laban. But, Jacob, you also had deceived your blind father. He didn't know that you were deceiving him either. He thought that he was blessing Esau, but it was Jacob. Do you see this, children? Jacob himself is being deceived because he had deceived his father. His sin is now being punished by the Lord. Boys and girls, do you cause your father and mother to have sorrow? You can be certain that it will come back upon you in your later years. Laban answered, I did it because Leah is the oldest. We are accustomed to do that in our country. But do you know what? You may have Rachel also for a wife. If you work for Rachel another 7 years, you will have two wives. Jacob said that this was good. Pitiful. It would have been better if he had not done it. He never had much pleasure from Rachel. A week later, he married Rachel, and after that he worked another 7 years for her. He loved Rachel very much, but he did not love Leah. He was always friendly towards Rachel, but not towards Leah. Poor Leah. Yet Leah was a girl who feared the Lord, while Rachel did not. But the Lord took Leah's part. She had children, but Rachel did not. When Leah had 4 children, boys, Rachel was still without any children. These boys' names were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Finally, the other 7 years had passed. Jacob had worked for Laban for 14 years. A long time, isn't it? But when these 14 years were passed, Jacob wanted to go home. Laban, who had purposely given Leah in the place of Rachel because he wanted to have a cheap servant for another 7 years, disliked this. Jacob had served him so long, and now, must Jacob go away? Come now, stay with me a little longer, he begged. The Lord blessed me for your sake. I have become rich. Tell me what your wages will be. Jacob consented to remain with Laban. He said, All the black and speckled sheep and all the spotted in your flocks are to be mine. Laban, the miser, thought Jacob's request outrageous. But if he were to keep Jacob, he must consent to it. Are you also miserly children? Some children would rather keep everything to themselves than to part with anything. They are not nice if they are greedy children. Are there some among you like that? Ask the Lord if he will deliver you from being selfish or greedy. In this way, Jacob also had his own flocks, because all the speckled, spotted, and brown cattle were separated from the flocks of Laban and were for Jacob. Now something extraordinary happened. Whenever young lambs and young goats were born, the Lord took care that they were all speckled and spotted, so that they were all for Jacob. Laban thought this was very unfair. He thought, at other times all those newly born cattle would be for me, and now I get nothing. He began to be sorry. Listen, Jacob, he would then say, we shall change our agreement. I want all the spotted and speckled cattle, and you can have the others. That was mean of Laban. But he did this with the hope that the next time all the young cattle would be for him. You are wrong, Laban. You think so, but because you changed the arrangement, you will again get nothing. God disappointed Laban. When young lambs and goats came again, there was not one speckled or spotted animal among them. In this way, Jacob again had everything. Laban was startled. He called Jacob and said, Look, I did change our arrangement, but we will rearrange things the same as at the beginning. You will receive all the speckled and spotted cattle, and I will get all the others. And so it went from time to time. Laban kept changing his mind. 10 times he changed it. Oh, Laban! You are such a great deceiver and cheater. And what was the result? Jacob continually received the young cattle, and Laban received nothing. It didn't take long for Jacob to have more sheep, cows, and goats than his uncle had. Jacob took care of Laban's flocks himself, but hired servants to take care of his own flocks. Laban saw this and became angry. He would not allow his nephew to have more than he had. Yes, Laban, you should not have deceived Jacob so often. He would not even say good morning or good evening decently. Yes, even worse, his plans were to drive Jacob away and keep everything which Jacob had earned honestly for himself. Thus, he wanted to steal it. But that would not happen. The Lord had promised Jacob at Bethel that he would protect and keep him, and the Lord kept his promise. We will tell you how the Lord protected Jacob in our next lesson. Children, never cheat, because you will never gain from it. Do you believe that?